Democrat Debbie Stabenow has spent the past 12 years in the U.S. Senate. In that time, the Democratic incumbent has acquired a certain degree of political influence, for example, as the chair of the Senate Agriculture Committee, and a certain comfort when it comes to raising campaign donations. Stabenow has spent more than $5 million running TV ads like this one on Medicare.
His plan turns our guaranteed Medicare benefits into a voucher program, costing seniors $6,400 more a year, all to pay for even more tax breaks for millionaires and oil companies.
I'm Debbie Stabenow, and I approve this message because if anyone wants to eliminate Medicare, you're going to have to go through me.
Sitting in a campaign office in Detroit, Stabenow says there's more she can do in Washington to protect the middle class if Michigan voters send her back for a third term.
I'm laser focused on focusing on jobs, making things, growing things so that we have a middle class, because too many people right now are either fighting to stay in the middle class or to get into the middle class.
Hey, hi, good to see you. Thanks for coming out tonight.
Pete Hoekstra is working the room at a recent fundraiser in Grand Rapids. It's something the Republican Senate candidate has done a lot of in recent years. He's running in his second statewide race since 2010, when he ran an unsuccessful campaign for governor. Before that, Hoekstra served 9 terms in Congress representing West Michigan from 1993 until 2011. If elected, Hoekstra says he'll bring solutions to Washington.
The most pressing problem that people feel they have today is the economy. People are under a lot of pressure. They're nervous about their jobs. They're nervous about the opportunities for their kids and their grandkids. So what do we need to do to get this economy moving?
Hoekstra says his solution to Michigan's and the nation's economic problems is to create jobs by reducing regulations and cutting taxes. He also wants to roll back many of the Obama administration policies that Senator Stabenow has supported. The polls suggest that Hoekstra faces an uphill battle against Stabenow. The Democrat holds a comfortable double-digit lead. Bill Ballinger is the editor of Inside Michigan Politics. He says Stabenow is benefiting from having President Obama at the top of the Democratic ticket. There's also the fact that Republicans haven't had much luck winning U.S. Senate seats in Michigan, winning only 3 Senate elections in the last 60 years. Ballinger says a defeat in November could spell an end to Pete Hoekstra's political career.
You don't need to feel sorry for Pete Hoekstra. I don't think he's feeling sorry for himself. If he loses this race, he'll be able to go back and continue his work in the private sector as a lobbyist. But I think his political career in Michigan will be over.
Hoekstra only says he'll cross that bridge if it happens, but otherwise he remains optimistic that Michigan voters will decide to elect a Republican U.S. Senator this year. I'm Steve Carmody, Michigan Radio News.